This is Ozarks at Large. For people with disabilities, finding activities and sports that can accommodate them in Northwest Arkansas can be challenging. Now, an online platform is hoping to connect more athletes with disabilities to opportunities in the region. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth reports.
It's a Wednesday night, and Sean Kent straps into a wheelchair at one of the basketball courts at the Springdale Recreation Center. Kent, who is quadriplegic, is the founder of the Ozark Adaptive Sports Association, or OZASA. Each Wednesday night, he puts on pickup games and trainings for wheelchair rugby and basketball with a rotating group of other athletes, both with and without disabilities.
There you go. Last week we had 12. Yeah, it's come as they come. We got a student that pops in.
Kent broke his neck during a diving accident in 2011 when he was 25, and he says sports were a vital part of his recovery.
I got into sports right away after rehab. I play wheelchair rugby. And in 2018, we moved down here, and there's no adaptive sports. So after talking with other people with disabilities and, you know, seeing that one kid's driving to Oklahoma City to play basketball, I'm driving to Kansas City to play rugby. That's when I went through the process of getting the nonprofit papers and getting this rolling.
In 2019, he founded OZASA. The organization aims to provide inclusive sports and activities in the area, but it's still just one of only a handful of sports programs in Northwest Arkansas that cater to people with disabilities.
Network-wise, it's just hard to get the word out to the people that need it because of HIPAA, and they can't tell you who they are or where they are. I'm trying every idea I can think of, like dropping brochures off at every medical vendor I can find, the only two inpatient rehabs in the area, outpatient rehabs. Because what's really challenging is if you have a spinal cord injury here, they actually send you either to Little Rock or Denver or Atlanta or Chicago or Houston. So you're sent out of state to do your rehab, then they say good luck when you get home. And if people don't know what they're looking for, they don't find it.
But another organization is trying to help fix that knowledge gap.
Arkansas has kind of, as almost any place in the world, has the same problem of lack of awareness about inclusive activities and lack of support, I mean, informational support of these organizations. So this is like natural thing to happen.
That's Olga Hokrakova. She's the founder of Same Sport, a database that helps connect people with disabilities to sports programs or activities that accommodate different levels of mobility. Hokrakova, a Moscow native, came up with the idea after seeing the Paralympic Games in Sochi in 2014.
And this actually was the starting point of my changing my perceptions about disabilities, because I saw that this is the same sport, and this is the name of the project as well. So I really saw the same atmosphere, the same excitement, the same athletes, like nothing is different. So at this point, after Paralympic Games, I started to think about, well, there are so many different types of sports, so I want to know more. And I got to the conclusion, just starting looking for organizations in Moscow, where I'm from, that there are really a lot of them. But the problem is that most of them, they don't have enough resources, which I mean time or skills or money to promote themselves. So this was the basic idea, to connect them via this, let's say, database where I collected information.
So after creating the network in her home city of Moscow, the former journalist moved from the city of 13 million to Fayetteville in 2019 as a Fulbright scholar to pursue a master's degree in community health promotions at the University of Arkansas. That's when she submitted an Arkansas-based version of her organization as a project for the Clinton Global Initiative University and got accepted. She says that helped get her project off the ground and find some funding to start a network here in Northwest Arkansas. And she says despite the small number of adaptive sports options right now, she says there are certainly people in the region who want and need this type of support.
So there are not a lot of them. But this is something I really hope, if we get same sport really rolling, that we will be able to contribute to this as well. So if we support, informationally support local organizations, not a lot of them, but they exist, then maybe more people will start also their organizations. So just to, you know, start this, just to start this stone to make it roll, and then I hope there will be more people doing and starting organizations, and this is actually one of the goals of Synsport as well.
And Hochrakova says another barrier beyond knowledge is transportation. Unlike Moscow, where public transit is ubiquitous, getting around in Fayetteville and throughout Northwest Arkansas can be a slog for someone with a disability.
And in general, well, I lived in Fayetteville. You have to have a car to move. So those people who cannot drive or who cannot have a car, they are very limited.
And Kent agrees that transportation is a major challenge, but he adds a lack of resources in the area is also another barrier.
We lucked out with Springdale. When I was first starting Ozark Adaptive Sports, you know, I went to Bentonville's Rec Center, Rogers Rec Center, the Jones Center. Fayetteville doesn't have a rec center, or Bentonville and Jones Center only have one basketball court. So I would be fighting all the time to try to get court time.
He says the long-term goal for his organization is to build a facility specifically designed for adaptive sports.
Created where, you know, somebody can come in with a disability and basically almost feel independent in it with workout equipment and activities that we can offer. To get to that point right now are the big three, you know, butts in chairs, sponsors, investors, and sustainable fundraising.
And Hochrakova, who is able-bodied, says the mission of SameSport is to make the sports ecosystem in the area more inclusive and hopefully find ways to address issues like transportation.
More people know about the sports, like, for example, people without disabilities knowing about the existence of these types of sports and maybe even trying them, inclusive sports. I hope and I believe that in collaboration, in partnerships with probably other organizations, maybe someone else would be addressing this problem, and together we can, you know, have a complex approach to this.
Back at the basketball court in Springdale, one of the regulars, Daryl Coit, a special education teacher at Woodland Junior High, who uses a wheelchair, says he believes sports can have a profound impact for someone with a disability.
I said, for me, first and foremost, it brought me to reality. I could do too much more than I had my preconceived notion that I would have been able to do. It allowed me to build a more fuller, productive life, you know, opening up possibilities I didn't think existed.
And Hochrakova says she hopes SameSport will help more people in Northwest Arkansas discover the transformative power of sports.
Something that unites people. You know, I was talking to one of the girls, and she was, I don't know, maybe 18, 20 years. She was very young. And she said, well, when I do sports, I just feel it's like a language. I don't need to, you know, create topics to talk about, to think what to say. We just play together, and, well, this is our language. We understand each other, and there is no off-court, you know, moments of silence. You're just doing activities together.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.